最近主给我一个负担。
Recently, the Lord has given me a burden.
我盼望能够跟弟兄姊妹一起来看怎样做父母。
I'd like to look at from the scripture what it means to be parents with brothers and sisters.
早上我盼望能够跟大家交通一个题目。
And this morning, I'd like to share with you this topic.
就是神对父母的呼召。
Is God's calling to parents?
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们感谢赞美你，用你宝贵的救恩赐给我们。
Lord, thank you and praise you for giving us precious salvation.
并且你一直爱我们，属世间所属你的人就爱他们到底。
For you have loved us with an everlasting love.
主，我们早上来到你跟前，我们求主你把你的话语赐给我们。
We pray that this morning you give your word to us.
因为我们需要听见你的声音。
But we need to listen to your voice.
我们需要你话语的喂养。
We need the shepherding of your word.
主，我们也求你打开你的话。
May you open up your word.
主，你用膏油膏抹我们的心。
Anoint our hearts.
你用膏油膏抹讲的跟翻译的。
Anoint the speaker and the interpreter.
也膏抹我们每一个人的耳朵。
And every ears here.
以致我们听见你的声音。
That we may hear your voice.
我们就被激励，我们来跟从你。
That we may be encouraged to rise up to follow you.
来侍奉你。
And to serve you.
我们谢谢你听我们的祷告。
We thank you for listening to our prayers.
求你除去一切的难阻。
May you take away all the hindrances.
除去撒旦的搅扰。
Take away the disturbance of Satan.
好叫你的旨意能够在我们中间成就。
And that your will may establish among us.
以致荣耀都传归给你。
And all glory be to you.
祝福归于属你的百姓。
And blessing be to the people that belongs to you.
奉主耶稣宝贵的名祷告。
In Jesus' precious name we pray.
Amen. Amen. 有一本书叫做《爱的雕琢》。
There is a book that called the moldings of love, the carvings of love.
里头讲到有在1900年的时候呢。
It talk about in the 1900 years.
有一个人，他对两位做母亲的做了一项追踪的调查。
And there was a survey among the mothers at that time in 1900.
第一位母亲的名字叫爱德华太太 Sarah Edwards.
And the first mother's name is called Sarah Edwards.
她是一位牧师的太太。
She is a pastor's wife.
她养育了11个儿女。
She has adopted 11 children.
养育
Actually, she has given birth to 11 children.
她教养孩子的秘诀是用爱跟尊重的原则。
And she used love and respect as her principle of raising her children.
也包括很严厉的家规家法。
Of course, she has also very strong discipline in the house.
在基督中，她有1400个后裔。
And later on, she has 1,400 descendants.
其中有14位是大学教授，大学校长。
And about 14 of them, they are actually headmasters, or the principal of universities.
有100位是全职服侍主的人。
Of that, 100 of them are full-time ministers.
包括牧师、宣教士、神学院的教授。
And basically, they are pastors, missionaries, and theological professors.
65位大学的教授。
65 university professors.
100位律师。
100 lawyers.
一位法律学院的院长。
And one principal of a law college.
30位大法官。
30 judges.
66位医生。
66 doctors.
一位医学院的院长。
And one principal of a medical college.
80位政府重要的官员。
80 important members of parliament.
包括了3位是参议员。
and three ministers,
三位总督,
three governors,
一位财政部长,
and one financial minister,
三位市长,
and three mayors,
一个副总统,
and a vice president.
第二位母亲叫埃达迪女士, Ida Tick.
And the second mother, her name is Ida Tick.
她是以自由放纵出了名的。
She is famous for her liberalism.
最后她是死于酒精中毒。
And later on, she died of overconsumption of alcohols.
她的后裔有700人。
She had 700 descendants.
其中有100个是私生子。
100 of them, they are actually children born out of wedlock.
100个妓女。
100 prostitutes.
142个乞丐。
142 beggars.
46个流改犯,
46 prisoners.
就是因为犯了刑事罪,被判在监狱当中劳改。
They are basically being reformed in the jail because of criminal offenses.
还有76个罪犯。
And also 76 other criminals.
这两位女士都是同桌母亲的。
So both these mothers, they are both mothers.
但是他们带给孩子是多么不同的影响。
Yet they have given very opposite influence to their children.
请不要误会我。
Please do not misunderstand me.
我不是说所有信主的人都要把自己的儿女养育成为不信主的外邦人心中所羡慕的人。
I'm not saying that believers should raise up children that is admired by the non-believers.
我提到这一个调查要指出一件很客观的事实。
I basically show you this survey to show you an objective truth.
就是父母对儿女的影响是非常大的。
That parents' influence on their children is great.
作为父母, 我们应当怎样去影响我们的儿女呢?
So as parents, how can we influence our children?
能够把他们完完全全地带到神面前?
That we can bring them completely to the presence of God.
做一个爱主, 被主使用的人?
That they may become people who love God and also can be used by God.
这是我们需要在主跟前很慎重地思考跟寻求的。
So this is something that we need to carefully think and seek the Lord about.
神很祝福我们。
God has been gracious to us.
在我们中间有很多小孩子。
Among us, we have many young children.
主日学的导师告诉我们。
And the Sunday school teacher is telling us.
从出生的到两岁的大概有20人。
There are about 20 toddlers from a newborn baby to about 12 months old, to 2 years old.
3岁到4岁大概可能有15人。
Between 3 and 4, there are about 15 of them.
幼儿班到2年级大概有15到20人。
From kindy to year 2, there are about 15 to 20 of them.
3年级到6年级大概有15人。
And about 15 of them from year 3 to year 6.
7年班到10年班大概有20人。
And about 20 from year 7 to year 12.
Year 10.
Year 8 to year 10.
Yes. 所以单单这些小孩子在我们中间已经将近有100人了。
So we have among us nearly 100 children.
所以神很祝福我们。
So God is blessing us in numbers of children.
神也给我们许多做父母的，特别是许多年轻的父母，带着年幼的孩子。
And God also given us many young parents among us.
所以我今天的负担是盼跟大家交通神对父母的护照。So
basically, my burden today is share with you the calling God has towards the parents.
请我们打开旧约圣经《生命记》第六章。Can
we turn to the Old Testament, the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 6.
生命记第六章第一节到第九节。
Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 1 to verse 9.
找到以后我们可以一起来念。
When you find this passage, we'll read together.
生命记第六章第一节到第九节。
Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 1 to verse 9.
无论用什么语言,我们现在一起来念。
We can read together in whatever languages we have.
第一节, 这是耶和华你们神所吩 律例典章，使你们在所要过去的为业的地上遵行。 好叫你和你子子孙孙一生敬畏耶和华你的神，谨守他的一切律例诫命，就是我所吩咐你的，使你的日子得以长久。以色列啊，你要听，要谨守遵行，使你可以在那牛奶与蜜之地得以享福，人数极其增多，正如耶和华你列祖的神所应许你的。以色列啊，你要听，耶和华我们的神是独一的主，你要尽心尽性尽力爱耶和华你的神。我今日所吩咐你的话都要记在心上，也要殷勤教训你的儿女，无论你坐在家里，行在路上，躺下起来，都要谈论，也要系在手上为记号，戴在额上为经文，又要写在你的房屋的门框上，并你的城门上。这是神借着他仆人摩西向神的百姓的吩咐。
So here is a command that God has given to his people through his servant Moses.
这个吩咐的目的呢是在第二节。
This commandment was, its purpose is in verse 2.
好叫你和你子子孙孙一生敬畏耶和华你的神。
That you may fear the Lord your God, keep all his statutes and his commandments which command you, you and your son and your grandson all the days of your life.
是你和你子子孙孙。
It's you, your son and your grandson.
这里我们看见神对他百姓的一个心意。
So we can see the heart desire of God for his people.
他不单只是要我们去遵行他的话，一生一世的敬畏他。
Not only he wants us to obey his commandments all the days of our life.
他也要你我的子子孙孙一生一世的爱他，遵行他的话，敬畏他。
He also wants your son, your grandson, basically all your descendants to obey and his commandments all the days of their life.
神不单只要我们去爱他侍奉他。
So therefore, God not only wants us to love Him and to serve Him,
去经历他的爱，
to experience His love.
神也要我们的下一代能够经历他的爱，去爱他侍奉他。
God also wants our descendants to love Him and to experience Him and to serve Him.
换句话说，神要我们这一代把这个见证的火把传到下一代。
In a sense that God wants us to pass on the torch of our testimony to our children.
以致他们继续能够做神忠信的见证人。
That they can also be the faithful witnesses for God.
这是神在旧约对他百姓的心意。
This is the commandment God has given to his people in the Old Testament.
这也是今天神对着他的教会的心意。
And I believe this is the will of God for his church today.
这个心意是怎样去完成呢？
So how can we fulfill this desire that God has for us?
是通过下面的第四节到第七节的呼召。
It's through the calling that God has given us from verse 4 to verse 7.
以色列啊，你要听，耶和华我们的神是独一的主，你要尽心尽性尽力爱耶和华你的神。我今日所吩咐你的话都要记在心上，也要殷勤教训你的儿女，无论你坐在家里，行在路上，躺下起来，都要谈论。
Hear, O Israel, the Lord your God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, and with all your strength. And this word which I command you today shall be in your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, and when you rise up.
所以第二节不单只给我们看见清楚神的旨意。
So verse 2 tells us clearly the word of God.
这里也清楚给我们看见神给做父母的一个使命。
And also in, here in verse 4 onwards, we saw God's commandments or the purpose that he given to the parents.
他要他们自己学习爱神。
He wants all the parents to learn to love God.
也要他们负起责任，把孩子用主的话来养育。
And to take up the responsibility to feed the children with God's word.
把孩子养育到神的面前。
So that they may be brought before the presence of God.
如果每一个信徒的家都能够产生出敬畏的儿女呢？敬畏神的儿女呢？
If every godly family can raise up godly children,
教会的下一代就能够继续做主忠心的见证。
Then the future generation of the church will continue to be faithful witnesses for the Lord.
神的心就能够喜悦。
Then God's heart may be pleased.
为着这个缘故，主要呼召在他百姓中做家长。
For this reason, God is calling all the parents among us.
要负起自己孩子属灵成长的责任。
That we may take up the responsibility of taking care of our for the spiritual growth of our children.
事实上，当时在神的百姓当中已经有会幕了。
Actually, among the people of God, at that time there is already a tabernacle.
神已经设立有祭司立位人。
God has already raised up a priesthood, the Levites.
神也要在各地设立审判官。
And God has raised up judges in all over the place.
他们都是熟悉律法的。
They know the law of God.
他们有责任把律法教导以色列百姓。
They have the responsibility of teaching the people of Israel.
在这里神还是很清楚的，叫那些做家长的要负起教导孩子。
And yet God here wants the parents to take up the responsibility of teaching their own children.
这些祭司、立位人和审判官的服事，
the Levites, the priests, the judges,
不能够取代家长对自己孩子属灵成长的栽培和责任。
They cannot replace the responsibility that parents have in raising up their children and teaching their children.
同样的，神在神的家中设立和兴起不同的恩赐和服事。
And also God has raised up different gifts among his people.
其中包括教导和牧养。
And some of them have the gift of teaching and shepherding.
也有主日学的服事。
That we also have Sunday school here.
我们需要为这些主日学的导师、老师祷告。
We need to pray for the Sunday school teachers.
求主给他们有更多的爱心，爱主日学的孩子。
May they have the love, to love these Sunday school children.
也求主给他们更多恩赐跟力量去服侍这些孩子。
They may also have strength and gift to serve these children.
但是教会里头主日学的服侍不能够取代信主家长。
But the Sunday school teacher can never replace the responsibility of the parents.
不能够代替家长在自己家中对孩子的教导和牧养。
They cannot replace the responsibility of parents teaching their own children at home.
我们可以想想，主日学在一个礼拜七天中的主日只有一天。
Imagine that Sunday school teacher only have one day of 7 days to be with your children.
在七天二十四小时里头，只有一个小时多教导你的孩子。
There is only 1 hour in that one day to spend time with your children.
相对于父母天天都跟孩子在一起生活。
But you as parents, you spend time with your children every single day.
相对上，你对孩子的影响力是远远超过主日学老师可以做的。
So certainly your influence to your children will be much greater than the Sunday school teachers.
为这个缘故，神要做家长的父亲。子女属灵成长的责任。
For that reason, God wants this responsibility to raise up your children to be yours.
说到家长
，concerning parents,
神特别是指着那些做父亲的说
，God is especially given that command to the fathers.
因为在新约圣经里头，每一次讲到教养儿女的时候呢。
Because in the New Testament, every time we talk about teaching or disciplining your children,
几乎全部都是特别向父亲说的。
Almost always the word was spoken to the fathers.
我们可以来看看。
Let us look at a few verses.
提摩太前书第三章第四、第五节。
First Timothy chapter 3, verse 4 and verse 5.
提摩太前书第三章。
First Timothy chapter 3, verse 4 and verse 5.
这段话是对着监督的父亲说的。
is spoken to the man who desired the position of a bishop or the of overseer.
监督就是长老了,
or a elder.
第三节, 不饮酒之事, 不打人, 只要温和, 不增进, 不贪财, 好好管理自己的家, 使儿女凡事端庄顺服, 人若不知道管理自己的家, 焉能照管神的教会呢?
Verse 3, he must not give in to wine, not violent, not greedy for money, but gentle, not quarrelsome, but not covetous, one who rules his own house well, having his children in submission with all reverence.
12节,
Verse 12,
这段话是对着执事的父亲说的,
these are spoken to the deacons, the fathers who want to be deacons.
我们可以一起来念,
let us read together.
自是只要做一个妇人的丈夫, 好好管理儿女和自己的家。 另外就是提多书第一章第六节,
and Titus chapter 1 verse 6,
这个话也是对着长老的父亲说的,
this was also spoken to the elders who are fathers as well.
我们找到以后也可以一起来念,
let us read together verse 6 of chapter 1 and Titus.
若有无可指责的人只做一个妇人的丈夫，儿女也是信主的，没有人告他们是放荡不服约束的，就可以设立。这些话都是向父亲说的。
So these are spoken to the fathers.
以弗所书第六章,
Ephesians chapter 6
第四节,
verse 4,
以弗所书第六章第四节,
Ephesians 6 verse 4,
我们一起来念,
let us read together.
你们做父亲的, 不要惹儿女的气, 只要照着主的教训和警戒, 养育他们。 最后我们来看哥罗西书21章,
and Colossians chapter
哥罗西书第三章21节,
Colossians chapter 3, verse 21.
找到以后我们也可以一起来读,
let us read together as well.
哥罗西书3章21节,
Colossians 3, verse 21.
你们做父亲的,不要惹儿女的气, 恐怕他们失了志气。 这里说,你们做父亲的,你们做父亲的。
Here he says, fathers, fathers.
原来神把养育儿女的使命集结是给父亲。
So basically God has given that responsibility of raising up children to the fathers.
这是神给父亲的一个天职。
This is a heavenly duty that God has given to the fathers.
我最初读这些经文的时候,
in the beginning when I read these scriptures,
就奇怪, 为什么这里没有提到母亲呢?
I was surprised why the mother's name was not mentioned.
那么我再看看前面第20节,
then I look at verse 20.
哥罗西书3章20节, 他这样说,
and Colossians 3 verse 20 it says,
你们做儿女的要凡事听从父母, 因为这是主所喜悦的。
Children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing to the Lord.
讲到儿女听从的对象呢，是包括父亲跟母亲的。
So the object of children's obedience, subject of children's obedience should be the parents, mother and father.
再讲到管教儿女的责任呢,
but yet we talk about disciplining the children,
只是自己给父亲。
It was actually just to the fathers.
同样在以弗所书第六章第一到第三节,
and also in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1 to verse 3,
那你讲到儿女听从和孝敬的对象是包括父亲跟母亲的。
So basically, the children need to obey the parents, which include mothers and father.
但是讲到用主的话来养育儿女的时候呢，是单单给做父亲的。
But when we talk about raising up your children with the word of the Lord, training of the Lord, that is to the fathers.
我看见有姊妹跟她旁边的好像是弟兄谈话。
I saw some sister now just nudging the husband.
我不知道是不是她的丈夫，可能是吧。
Assume that it's the husband.
我不知道你会感觉都是丈夫的责任。
Can you see that the husband, the fathers had this responsibility?
所以姊妹就很开心了。
So the sisters are very, very happy.
从此就不需要这么辛苦。
That they will not be so troubled by this.
从此就可以洗手不干了。
That they do not need to...
这些都是可爱的孩子，我们需要管教培养他，将来好好爱主、侍奉主的人。
These are lovely kids that we need to learn to teach and raise them up to be people who love the Lord.
但是我们需要用主的话来教导、帮助他们。
But we do need to teach them and discipline them with the word of the Lord.
来管教他们。
And to love, in love, discipline them.
刚才提到做母亲的很开心。
Just when we talk about when you hear this word and the mothers are happy.
但是做父亲的听见是不是觉得很辛苦啊?
But the fathers, when you hear this, do you feel there's extra burden now on your heart?
甚至你感觉很不公平啊?
Or you felt that it's not fair.
但是圣经是的的确确的这样说的。
But the Bible did actually say that.
你们做父亲的。
You as parents, fathers,
神是把牧羊儿女的使命交给父亲。
God has given the shepherding role to the father.
神把这个使命向这个天职给父亲。
So this is the heavenly duty that God has entrusted to the fathers.
因此神就要向父亲发出这个呼召。
And therefore God is making this calling to the fathers.
为什么圣灵特别只做父亲说呢?
Why is the Holy Spirit specially say this to the fathers?
因为丈夫是一个家的头。
Because the husband should be the head of the family.
是夫妻关系当中的头。
He should be also the head in the relationship between husband and wife.
无论我们喜不喜欢都是头。
Whether we like it or not, he is the head.
这个做头的身份跟角色。
So the character or the position that he play as the head of the family.
不是给父亲任意发号施令去叫家人服侍自己的。
It doesn't mean that the husband can now give orders so that the family members need to serve him.
那是要让他担负起牧羊传家的责任。
But he has to take on the role of shepherding and caring for his family,
包括他的儿女,
including his children.
所以在这里没有一个做父亲的可以对妻子这样说。
So no parents, no fathers or husband can say to the wife,
正所谓男主外女主内,
or saying that I only look after the affairs outside the house, you look after the affairs inside the house.
我在外面专心工作，家中的事全部由你负责。
I will just concentrate on working and making money, and you take care of the house.
儿女的教养我一概不过问。
And that the children's education is not my affair, it's yours.
神给父亲做头的岗位。
But yet God has given the father this position or headship.
是要他负起牧羊妻子儿女的责任。
That he must take up that role of shepherding his wife and his children.
包括他们身体上日用的需要。
Including their physical needs.
包括他们魂里头的需要。
And also their spiritual needs.
魂里头的需要。
Or the need of their soul.
就是心智和情感的需要。
Basically their emotion and their will.
他们属灵成长的需要。
And their spiritual upbringing.
因为当主耶稣牧养他的羊群的时候
So when Jesus is shepherding his sheep,
他是照顾他的羊群灵魂体整个人的需要的
For he is looking after their spirit, soul and body, their whole being.
那么做父亲的可能感觉做父亲的真的很惨了、啊、
So you as father, you may think, wow, this is terrible, this is too much.
太辛苦了
Too heavy
太难了
Too difficult
不错，做父亲的的确蛮辛苦的。
Sure, as father, it is hard.
因为他是一个家的头。
Because he is the head of the house.
圣经从来没有说到做头是容易的。
The Bible never said that being the head is an easy job.
主是我们众人的头。
The Lord is the head of everyone.
主也把为我们留下榜样，怎样去牧养他的群羊。
The Lord also given us examples how to shepherd or take care of our sheep.
甚至他为他所带领的羊群舍命。
He is willing even to lay down his own life for the sheep that he looked after.
虽然这是辛苦的。
Even though this is difficult.
但是主看这个辛苦是值得的。
But the Lord said that this is worth it.
因为他看见前面那个满足感跟喜乐
，because he can see the joy and the satisfaction that set before him，
他就轻看羞辱
，and therefore he despised shame，
忍受十字架的
，and endure the suffering even the death on the cross。
同样做父亲的虽然是辛苦，也要付代价。
So even though as fathers we know that this is difficult， but we need to pay that price。
但是当我们靠着主的爱去劳苦的话
，But if we're able to labor in the love of the Lord，
有一天我们就会看见这些劳苦都是值得的。
One day we can see that all this labor, it is worth it，
是可喜乐的。
We should rejoice over it，
是有满足感的。
It is satisfying，
能够得着主的称许，我们是又良善又忠心。
And then we can hear the commendation from the Lord that you are a good and faithful servant.
不错，做父亲是很不容易，实在艰难。
Of course, being a father is not difficult. We always find ourselves in difficulties.
但是不要灰心。
But do not give up.
你看见做父亲的困难。
When you see how difficult it is to be a father.
很可能就是你成功的开始。
Perhaps this will be the beginning of your success.
因为如果你觉得做父亲很容易的话
，If you think that being a father is easy,
你就不可能是一个成功的父亲。
Then you cannot be a successful father.
如果我们看见神给我们做父亲的呼召
，If you can see God's calling to us fathers,
是个艰难和重大的使命
，It is a great responsibility and also difficult.
我们就会用实干来学习做父亲。
Then we learn to serve with our knees, always before the Lord to serve and to take up that responsibility.
我们就会去祷告，求主的帮助和教导。
We will learn to bow and ask to pray for guidance and help from the Lord.
这样才能够做一个合乎神心意的父亲。
Then can we be a father after God's own heart?
就像在旧约的所罗门王
，Just like in the Old Testament King Solomon，
当他刚刚坐在神百姓以色列君王的王位上的时候
，When he first seated on the throne as the king over the people of Israel，
一方面他看见他要治理的是伟大的神的选民。
On one hand, he knew that he had to rule over the chosen people of God.
这民多得不可胜数。
These people are many in numbers.
另一方面，他看见自己却是一个幼小的孩童。
And then he sees himself also as a young child, young person.
面对这个做君王的艰巨的任务，他自己不能够胜任。
He knew that he could not be successful in his role as a king.Being young.
所以他在列王记上第三章第七到第九节，他向神这样祷告。
So therefore, in chapter 3 of First King, he had made this prayer.
列王记上第三章第七到第九节。
First King chapter 3, verse 7 to verse 9.
耶和华我的神啊，如今你使仆人接属我父亲大卫作王，但我是幼童。不知道应当怎样出入，仆人住在你所拣选的民中，这民多得不可胜数，所以求你赐我智慧，可以判断你的民，能辨别是非，不然谁能判断这众多的民呢？
First Kings chapter 3, verse 7 to verse 9. Now, O Lord my God, you have made your servant king instead of my father David, but I am a little child. I do not know how to go out or come in, and your servant is in the midst of your people whom you have chosen, a great people, too numerous to be numbered or counted. Therefore, give to your servant an understanding heart to judge your people, that I may discern between the good and evil. For who is able to judge this great people of yours?
神因着他这样的祷告,
and because of that prayer, God was well pleased.
在第十节到十二节,
and verse 10 to verse 12, the Lord said,
所罗门因为求这事就蒙主喜悦, 神对他说, 你既然求这事, 不为自己求秀, 求父, 也不求灭绝你仇敌的性命, 当求智慧可以听颂, 我就应允你所求的, 赐你聪明, 智慧, 甚至在你以前没有像你的, 在你以后也没有像你的。
The speech pleased the Lord that Solomon had asked this thing. Then God said to him, because you have asked this thing and have not asked long life for yourself, nor have asked riches for yourself, nor have asked the life of your enemies, but have asked for yourself understanding to discern justice. Behold, I have done according to your word. See, I have given you a wise and understanding heart, so that there has not been anyone like you before you, nor shall any like you arise after you.
所罗门王因为看见做这一个王神选民的君王这个艰巨的任务,
King Solomon, as he saw this great duty that God has entrusted to him,
他不灰心,
as king, he did not feel afraid or being frustrated.
他去祷告他的神,
yet he prayed to his God. And therefore he experienced God's help.
成为世界上最有智慧的,有成就的君王,
became a king that has a far superior wisdom than all the other kings.
你跟我今天如果看见做父亲的个任务的艰巨,
you and I, if you saw the difficulty of the role of being a father,
不要灰心跟胆怯,
do not be afraid of feeling frustrated. Because we can all come to the mercy seat of God. Just like King Solomon's prayer before the Lord.
神啊,
today you have given your inheritance to me as my children, that I may be a father.
但是我是幼稚的,
but I am ignorant and I'm weak.
我不知道应当怎样牧养这个家,
I do not know how to look after this family.
你所赐给我的产业是这么的宝贵,
and your inheritance is so precious.
你把这个宝贵的灵魂交在我的手中,
you have given me these precious souls.
我求你给我你的爱, 与智慧去养育他们,
may you give me the love and wisdom in order to shepherd them, to raise them up.
否则养育儿女的使命谁能担当得起呢?
Otherwise, that role, that duty of raising up children, who can bear it?
神喜欢听见父亲这样的祷告,
God is willing, it will be pleased to hear such a prayer.
就好像他喜悦听见所罗门王的祷告一样,
in the same way that he was pleased to hear Solomon's prayer.
为神培养敬虔的后裔这个使命,
so this responsibility to raise up godly seeds after us for God,
是辛苦也是艰巨的,
it is difficult, it is hard,
但却不是一个惨的使命,
but it is not a pitiful responsibility.
是有喜乐的,
but it should have joy,
有神的帮助的,
should have the help of God,
也是蛮有荣耀的使命,
and full of glory.
你知不知道世界上第一个没有经过死亡而被神提走的人是谁呢?
Who is the first person that never tasted death and was taken away by God?
知不知道?
Do you know who he is?
第一个 没有遇见死亡被神提走的人是一个做父亲的人。
The first person that was taken away by God before he tasted death was a father.
他的名字叫以诺。
His name is Enoch.
在创世纪第五章二十一到二十四节有一段很美丽的记载。
In Genesis chapter 5 verse 21, it has a very beautiful description.
圣经说以诺生马土撒拉之后与神同行三百年并且生儿养女。
He said, Enoch, after he begot Methuselah, he walked with God 300 years.
以诺就是在与神同行的时候被神提走的。
And Enoch was taken away, raptured by God, raptured God when he was a father.
与神同行的时候被神提走。
He was walking with God and he was taken away.
但是他是在什么情况下与神同行呢？
So when did he start to walk with God?
不是在他建立伟大事业成就的时候。
It was not when he has a great success in his business.
甚至也不是在他参加教会中许多岗位上的侍奉的时候。
Or when he started joining the church and become active in the ministry in the church.
乃是在他生儿养女的时候。
But it was after he has given birth to his son.
乃是在他做父亲的时候。
Is that when he was a father?
我不是说参加教会中岗位的侍奉不重要。
I'm not saying that being involved in church ministry is not important.
而是说养育儿女是神给父亲一个荣耀的天职。
But to actually raising up children is a heavenly duty given to the fathers.
这个天职没有其他人能够代替你去做的。
And this is a responsibility that no one can replace it.
因为这个儿女是你的。
Because the children is yours.
不是其他人的。
And not belong to any others.
另一方面，圣灵是怎样描述这个以诺这个生儿养女的生活呢？
So how did the Holy Spirit inspire the scripture to describe to us how Enoch lived?
他乃是用与神同行来描述。
He used that word, walk with God.
以诺生他第一个儿子马土撒拉之前。
So before he given birth to Methuselah,
他的属灵光景怎样我们不是很清楚。
We do not know what was his spiritual condition.
但是我们却知道他是自从生了马土撒拉之后
But after he has given birth to Methuselah
自从他第一次做父亲之后
Since he became a father for the first time
他的属灵光景就不断进步
That his spiritual condition will continue to improve
他开始学习与神同行
He began to learn what it means to walk with God
一方面神叫借助马土撒拉的出现叫以诺学习与神同行
That through Methuselah's birth, Enoch learned how to walk with God.
另一方面，以诺的与神同行，叫他更懂得怎样做一个好的父亲。
And as he walked with God, he may know how what it means to be a better father.
到最后，他是这样的蒙神悦纳。
And he was accepted by God.
到一个地步，神将他取去了。
That he was taken away by God.
他不需要经过死亡。
There's no need for him to go through death.
这是神对那些忠心去学习做父亲的人第一个赏赐。
So this is the first promise or reward to the father who faithfully walked with God.
这个赏赐就是神叫他越懂得与神同行。
That God calls him to know how to walk with him.
与神越来越亲近。
That he can become closer with God.
越过深刻的认识父神的爱是怎样的慈爱
That he know what it means to have the love of the Father、God.
他属灵生命就越来越成长
And that his spiritual life will grow better and better
越来越像主
And the more and more like God
这是第一个赏赐
So that's the first reward
第二当你因着用主的爱去养育儿女的时候
As you shepherd or raising up your children with God's love.
以致他们对你发出爱跟孝敬的时候。
So when they obey you and when they love you,
这个爱跟孝敬啊，会带给你的喜乐。
And this love and respect they have for you will bring much joy to your heart.
会大大超过你丰厚的养老金能够带你带给你的喜悦。
That will be more rewarding than the amount of your superannuation at your retirement.
当你年老的时候,
when you are old,
你看见你的儿女被栽培成为爱主侍奉主的人,
if you see your children has been raised up to be people who love the Lord and able to serve the Lord,
这个满足感,
that satisfaction
会大大超过你在世界上 其他转眼成功的事业成就所能够带给你的满足感。
That will be so much more satisfying than the success of your business or your career or the money that you can have.
因为在神旨意以外的都是空虚的。
Because anything apart from God is vanity.
第四, 更重要的,
and lastly, the most important thing,
就是当主再来的时候,
when the Lord returns,
主要赏赐你这个忠心学习做父亲的,
God wants to reward you who are faithful and good.
说你这又良善又忠心的仆人,
say, you are a good and faithful servant.
可以进来享受你主人的快乐,
come and enter into my joy and rest.
愿意所有做父亲的,
may all the fathers
听见神的呼召,
can hear this calling from God,
看见这个使命的责任重大,
and to see how important this mission is,
看见这个使命是尊贵和荣耀的,
how glorious this an honor this mission is,
是蒙福的和有赏赐的,
it is blessed, it is full of reward.
做父亲有许多方面可以学习的,
as fathers, we have many aspects we need to learn.
这次我只想提一点,
and today, I just want to raise one.
就是学习为你的妻子、儿女祷告。
That is to learn to pray for your children and for your wife.
在出埃及记28章, 讲到旧约的大祭司他攻击的时候所穿的那个圣衣,
and in chapter 28 of Exodus, it talks about the great high priest, the robes that they have to, the garments they have to wear when they're offering sacrifices to God.
这个圣衣其中一部分是叫以弗的,
and one of the things that he has to wear,
这件的以弗德有两条的肩带的,
this ephod has two ribbons.
每一条的肩带上都有一块的宝石,
there is a precious stone on each of those sides.
每一块的宝石上都分别刻上以色列的儿子的名字,
and these shoulder straps, they have carved on it the name of the people of Israel.
六个名字在这边,六个名字在宝石的,在那个宝石的这边,
six on one strap and six on the other strap.
都是照着他们生下来的名字的次序写的,
according to the order of their birth.
目的是为以色列人做纪念事,
so they are basically as a memorial to the people of Israel.
是让大祭司去纪念神的百姓,
so this great high priest will remember the people of God as he also offers sacrifice.
神在出埃及记28章12节特别说,
in chapter 28, verse 12, it especially says this.
要将这两块宝石安在以弗德的两条肩带上, 为以色列人做纪念诗, 亚伦要在两肩上担他们的名字, 在耶和华面前作为纪念。
And you shall put the two stones on the shoulders of the ephod as memorial stones for the sons of Israel. So Aaron shall bear their names before the Lord on his two shoulders as a memorial. You shall also, yep.
我相信旧约的大祭司，他们如何把以色列的十二个支派的名字担在肩上。
Can hear the see the high priest of Israel can bear the names of the Israel as memorial on their shoulders.
在耶和华面前常作纪念。
So they always remember the people of Israel before God.
今天每一个做父亲的基督徒。
So therefore, every father who is a Christian.
也应该怎样把你的妻子儿女的名字担在你心灵的肩膀上。
That you should bear the names of your wife and your children on your shoulder.
把他们带到神面前常作纪念。
And to bring them before God always as a memorial.
为他们祷告。
To pray for them.
这是我盼望跟同作父亲的弟兄们彼此勉励的第一个功课。
So this is the first lesson I'd like to encourage you, to those of us who are fathers among us.
以后有机会我们可以分享更多。
Later on, if we have more opportunity, we'll share a further more on this.
但是这个祷告就是第一个功课。
But to pray for them, for your family, is the first lesson I want you to remember.
但是做母亲的又怎样呢？
How about you as mothers? Mothers, what do you do?
我们对父亲讲的这么多，因为神真的是把这个使命集结给做父亲的。
We have mentioned so much on the father's role because this is a duty God has given to the fathers.
但这个使命给父亲，不是要给妻子去要求丈夫的。
But this is not.A duty that the wife should demand the husband to have.
妻子应该怎样面对神给丈夫这么重大的使命？
So as wives, how do you look at this duty that God has, heavy duty that God has given to the husbands?
神在创世纪第二章十八节给做妻子的一个很重要的使命。
In chapter 2 verse 18 in Genesis, God has given the wives a very important command.
Mission.
神
说那人独居不好，我要为他造一个配偶帮助他。
And the Lord God said, it is not good that man should be alone. I will make him a helper comparable to him.
所以妻子的天职和使命是要帮助你的丈夫。
So the heavenly duty and mission of a wife is to be a helper to the husband.
帮助丈夫去完成神给他的天职。
And to help the husband to fulfill the heavenly duty or mission that God has given him.
其中一个就是为主得着敬虔的后裔。
So one of the role is that to raise up godly seeds.
因为丈夫一个人他的能力有限。
Because as a father, as a husband, his strength will be limited.
他的智慧有限。
His wisdom will be limited.
他的时间也有限。
His time is limited.
他有时候也会软弱。
And sometimes he can find himself in weakness.
他甚至失败跌倒。
Or he may fall and stumble.
所以神要做妻子的去帮助和扶持她的丈夫。
So God wants the wife to help and to serve her husband.
去尽养育儿女的天职。
And to really fulfill the role of raising up children.
去补丈夫的不足。
And to fill up the lack that her husband experienced.
而不是批评或者埋怨。
And should not be criticizing or complaining about her husband.
那是看见丈夫身上这些缺乏。
But to see the lacking in her husband.
去为丈夫祷告。
And to go and pray for her husband.
也为自己祷告。
And to pray for yourself.
求神教导自己如何更能够成为丈夫的帮助者。
To ask God to help you how you can be a better helper for your husbands.
无论做父亲或者母亲。
So whether it's a father or mother,
都不要灰心。
We should not feel discouraged.
可能你有一些孩子现在已经长大了。
Perhaps your children have already grown up.
他们今天可能正在不同的难处当中。
And they may already found themselves in great difficulty.
父母过往很尽心的养育儿女，不一定今天就能够看见及时的果效。
And you may have raised up your children, tried to raise up your children in the past, but cannot see the fruit of your work.
孩子本身也可能要负起很多的责任。
And perhaps the children themselves need to take some responsibility.
甚至父母以往因为不认识神的心意而带给儿女有许多的亏损。
Or because as a father in the past you do not know God well and that you may have suffered many problems down the road.
带来给儿女许多的亏损。
And you cause your children to suffer a certain loss.
但是神今天仍有恩典。
But the grace of the Lord remains available to you today.
他今天仍然存留我们的气息。
He is still let us retain our breath. That means that we are still living today.
仍然存留我们儿女的气息。
And our children are still living today.
就表示神仍然的有工作在你我身上，在你我的儿女身上。
It means that God still has room to move in your life and in our children's life.
就表示神今天仍旧有恩典。
And God's grace is still available to us.
神仍然可以做修复实地的工作。
God can still do the work of recovery in our heart.
把失去的买赎回来。
What was lost can be redeemed.
正如他在约珥书第二章二十五节对以色列人所说的话一样。
Just like the word he spoken to us in the prophet Joel, chapter 2.
第二章二十五节，约珥书。
Chapter 2, verse 25, he says.
约珥书第二章二十五节，我打发到你们中间的大军队，就是蝗虫、男子、马蚱、茧虫，那些年间所吃的，我要补还你们。
So I will restore to you the years that the swarming locust has eaten, the crawling locust, the consuming locust, and the chewing locust, my great army which I sent among you.
神是可以把我们以往因作失败、不懂而带来给自己和儿女的亏损，今天施恩补还给我们。
God can restore what we have lost in the past through our difficulties,our ignorance and our stumbling, and he may redeem back what was lost in the past.
我和我的妻子楚芳认识一位姊妹。
My wife Yvonne and I know a sister.
这个姊妹有一个儿子，已经成年。
And this sister has a son that is already a grown up, an adult.
这位妈妈第一次的婚姻失败。
And this mother, her first marriage, was a failure.
也不懂得怎样去养育她的孩子。
She also does not know how to raise up her child.
第二次婚姻也不和谐。
And the second marriage is also not very successful.
家里里头没有温暖，儿子越来越坏。
There's no warmth, no love in the family, and the child became worse and worse.
后来这位妈妈信了主了。
But later on, this mother came to know the Lord.
主慢慢开她的眼睛。
And the Lord had opened up her eyes.
叫她看见自己以前是怎样的不懂得去做妻子。
And to show her how she has failed in the past to be a good wife.
怎样做一妈妈。
To be a good mother.
她悔改，重新的学习了。
She repented and she learned afresh.
学习做妻子。
To be a wife.
学习做母亲。
To be a mother.
今天他能够看见神在他的家庭和婚姻当中做赎回的工作。
And today she can see that God is doing the work of redemption in her family, in her marriage.
虽然他的儿子今天仍然在监狱里头。
Even though her son still remains in the prison cell.
但是他却不断地看见神的恩典。
But yet she continued to see the reward and the grace of God.
最近他的儿子清楚信主、悔改、归向主了。
Recently, her son also repented of his sins and became a believer.
他喜欢读神的话。
And he loved the word of God.
这个姊妹也能够与现在的丈夫同心地为儿子祷告。
And now, this sister can also pray together one heart with her husband and to pray for the son.
在她身上，她看见神是真实的。
And she saw that God is real.
看见神是满有恩典怜悯的。
She saw that God is full of grace and mercy.
看见神是可以赎回我们所失去的。
God is able to redeem what was lost.
愿意无论我们的儿女今天的光景怎样。
So no matter how our children's situation may be today,
我们都可以重新来学习做父母。
We can all learn afresh what it means to be parents.
从祷告来开始学。
And begin with prayer.
去经历神的真实
to experience the reality of God
去经历神的恩典跟怜悯
to experience God's mercy and God's faithfulness
所以我愿意将交通跟做父亲的彼此勉励
So therefore I share this morning to encourage you who are fathers
回家跪到神的面前
and to go home and to kneel before God
好像所罗门王向神祷告
just like King Solomon's prayer before God
求主帮助我们怎样做一个合乎神心意的父亲
may God teach us to what it means to be a father after God's own heart
然后从祷告开始
and to begin with prayer
好像旧约的大祭司怎样肩担以色列儿子的名字
Like the great high priest of the Old Testament how they bear the names of the people of Israel as a memorial
把他们带到神面前常作纪念为他们祷告
And to bring them before God to pray for them
我们低头祷告
Let's bow and pray
神我们感谢你这样的爱我们
Dear God, we thank you for loving us so much.
我们本来都是死在罪恶过犯当中的人
We are once dead in sins and transgression.
我们在黑暗里头没有明天只有绝望
We are hopeless in darkness. We have no tomorrow.
但是你却是用你的生命供应我们
But yet you supply us with your life.
你舍命把生命给我们
You lay down your life for us
我们求主你把你的话深深地印在我们心里头
May you deeply imprint your word in our heart
以致我们经历你的恩典
That we may experience your grace
靠着你的生命学习做一个合乎你心意的人
That by your life we may be a parents after your own heart
以致我们能够学习怎样把儿女完完全全带到你跟前。
That we may learn how to bring our children before you.
叫你喜悦。
That you may be pleased.
求主的圣灵继续工作在我们心里头。
May your Holy Spirit continue to work in our hearts.
给我们扶持的力。
Give us strength to support, to minister.
也学习更多向你祷告
and to learn to pray more before you
谢谢你听我们的祷告
thank you for listening to our prayers
祷告奉主耶稣宝贵的名
we pray and ask in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ
Amen,
Amen.